Soon as we wake up in the morning, that's when the voices start. It don't take long before they're gone, from your head right to your heart. We got fears about the future, regrets about the past, and stuff we're not sure where it's from, but it's coming on fast. We're all thinking stuff together, but we're feeling all alone. And we're making up this movie, our own motion picture show. When we walk out in the world each day, it's a battle for your mind. Some folks want your money, some folks want your time, and they all want your attention, and they'll get it how they can. God, well, the garden of your mind, there lies your promised land. 'Cause we're all made up of all that stuff we're taking in each day. And if we don't watch ourselves, we'll take our lives away. It's what we're thinking about. It's what we're thinking about. It's
what we're thinking about. That's for sure. That's the name of our show, What We're Thinking About. That is my friend Barry Ebert with his song, It's What We're Thinking About. And that is what our show is all about, is creating our own reality, knowing that what we experience in this life is a direct product of what we're thinking about. Good evening. My name is Ken Ludwig. I'm glad you joined us this evening. We have a guest tonight. Our guest is Frosty Wooldridge, and we'll get to him in just a few minutes. First, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about what I do outside of the radio, and that is I am a speaker and a coach. I coach business people, particularly entrepreneurs, solopreneurs I call them, people who are in business just for themselves, by themselves, or folks who run micro-businesses. That would be entrepreneurs with five or less employees. I coach them from where they are to where they would like to be, and I am making an offer every night on this radio show that if you are interested in hiring me to be your business coach, or to even be your personal coach and talk on the level of the law of attraction and the things that we discuss all the time on this show, I will offer you a complimentary coaching session if you just email me at endlesspossibility@earthlink.net. That's endlesspossibility@earthlink.net. I need your name, your phone number. So give me three times when I can call you that I can pick from, and also let me know what time zone you're in, okay? That's your name, your phone number, your time zone, and three convenient times to call you, and I will be in touch with you shortly. And that's endlesspossibility@earthlink.net. Okay, as I mentioned, our guest tonight is Frosty Wooldridge. Some of you will recognize that name. Frosty is a host of another show on this network. He has a show called Connecting the Dots that is on Tuesdays and Thursdays in this very same time period. Frosty is a dear friend of mine. We've known each other for 5 years. We attend the same church. You folks who know him from RBN will know that he has a show that is very, very concerned with the immigration problem and overpopulation in the world. He is very serious about this. He has some serious views about it, and he knows his stuff around immigration and overpopulation, how it's affecting this planet, how it's affecting, in particular, the lives of each and every one of us in the United States of America. But I know Frosty is a different kind of person. I know him as a very fun-loving, adventurous guy who has an enormous spiritual side to his personality. And tonight we're going to explore a little bit of the other Frosty Wooldridge, the Frosty Wooldridge that is my friend, that I know and love, who has this great zest for life. He is an adventurer par excellence. He has been living that kind of life his entire existence. He comes from a different background from most of us. His dad was one of those dads that told him over and over and over again, you can do whatever you set your mind to doing. So I think it'll be interesting to talk to Frosty. I always tell him that he comes from a different world than the rest of us, because most of us were being told, no, you can't, no, you won't, no, you shouldn't all of our lives, while his father was telling him, yes, you can, go and do it, take a shot, which makes for a whole different way of being brought up and a whole different outlook on how, on life itself and what you see as the possibilities of your life. And I think that has led him very much into the spiritual person that I know, and I think you'll enjoy talking to him or listening to him around that. I think we'll probably take some calls tonight. The one thing you won't be allowed to talk about is immigration or overpopulation. I wanted you to talk to Frosty about the things we're discussing this evening. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. We'll be back in a few.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed.
That is certainly not the attitude of our guest this evening. This guy doesn't ever think in terms of scarcity. He doesn't know what scarcity is. This is my friend Frosty Wildridge. We're going to bring introduce you to here. Frosty is a graduate of Michigan State University. He taught math in the early 70s in math and science in Brighton, Colorado. This guy has bicycled over 100,000 miles on six continents over the past 30 years, from the Arctic to the South Pole. He's bicycled the USA six times. He has hundreds of editorials published in top national newspapers, Rocky Mountain News, the Denver Post, Las Vegas Tribune, the Albany Herald, Christian Science Monitor. He has all kinds of columns. He writes columns on a regular basis for News with Views, AmericanDaily.com, Rents.com, OpEdNews.com, AmericanChronicle.com, and TheConservativeTimes.org. He has been a guest lecturer at Cornell, Michigan State University, the University of Colorado, the University of Denver, and Regis University. He has 13 years as a ski instructor for the handicapped at Winter Park, Colorado. Maybe we'll get him to talk a little bit about that, because I've heard him speak about it, and it's obviously one of the most rewarding things that he does. He teaches disabled people how to ski, which is really cool. He is the author of seven books. In the summer of 2005, he bicycled from way up in Norway, inside the Arctic Circle, all the way to Athens, Greece, which is a distance of over 3,500 miles. In the summer of 2006, he covered 20,000 miles on his motorcycle, visiting the 48 contiguous states, all the state capitals. He made 95 TV appearances and 90 newspaper and 60 radio interviews attempting to warn the American public about the crisis of the immigration invasion that he refers to on his show. He called that the 21st century Paul Revere ride. That was a monstrous success. It was a bigger success than he even thought it was going to be. This is my good friend, Frosty Wooldridge. Frosty, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Ken. It's a pleasure to be with you, and I'm blushing with all that accolade. Thank you.
Well, it's all the truth. I mean, there's nothing in there that's enhanced. That's who you are.
Yeah. It's really been a great ride for me. I sometimes pinch myself because I've been so fortunate and so really, I guess, just honored to have enjoyed such a good life, a decent life, and an opportunity of a life that has really from the beginning was enhanced because of my parents, who were fabulous, because of my travels with my parents when I was young, and then getting that adventure bug inside of me. Actually, I have several brothers that are the same way. My brother Howard, for those of you who are horse people out there, my brother Howard was the first man in the 21st century to ride a horse coast to coast across America. And he then turned around and rode it back, the horse back across America. And he's the first man ever in the history of the United States to ride a horse both ways, coast to coast across America. And the both of us as brothers were the only two brothers who have ridden a bicycle coast to coast and a horse coast to coast across America. And when I was speaking in front of one conference recently, somebody spoke up and said, "My God, what kind of parents do you have anyway, and what kind of gene pool did they take you out of?" You know, and so it really, it's been a great ride. And my brother Howard, he is really extraordinary in the fact that he worked hard through college. He graduated. He went into police work. He also learned how to speak five languages fluently. And I have another brother, Rex, who speaks four languages and lives in Norway, and he's traveled across five continents. And my brother Howard has traveled across five continents. So it's been quite a ride, and I think we can really give all the credit to our parents, my father Howard Wooldridge, my mother Vivian Wooldridge, because they were the kind of parents. My father would just—I'd sit there and look at consternation at some kind of a task that I didn't know what to think of or look at it or whatever. My dad would just put his arms around my shoulders, and he would say, "Son, you can do this." And boy, oh boy, not knowing any other way, I have always felt and have always taken in that mom and dad kind of optimism that, yeah, you can do this. And so that's what my brothers and I have done all of our lives, and it's been really a great ride. So I feel very fortunate, and I'm very thankful because it has been a great ride.
You know, I relate to having the great parents. Both of my parents were wonderful people, and they raised nine children. I'm the oldest of nine, as you know. But there was a different kind of relationship with my dad around the accomplishing of things or the doing of things, as opposed to my father saying to me, "You can do this." My father would always say, "You will do this." More like it was an order than it was an invitation to try and accomplish something. I was just told to do it.
You know, and I was a college guidance counselor for 6 years, 3 years at Michigan State as an assistant guidance counselor, and I was also a head resident counselor at a dormitory at Grand Valley State University after my undergraduate degree program. I did a postgraduate degree in English. And one of the things that I did as a student was I cut hair for a buck a head back in 1965, 66, 67 through 70. And boy, oh boy, when you cut somebody's hair, they really open up and they talk about their lives. And that is really some of the information that I received as a young man was counter to how I had been brought up. And a lot of parents do kind of script their children with different kinds of attitudes, different kinds of ways of doing things. And so I got to hear a lot of those. And even when I was a teacher in the inner city, a lot of children are scripted in very negative ways, or neutral ways, or very positive ways. And after that happens, it takes a lot to re-script yourself But I would say, Ken, that you have certainly re-scripted yourself to do exactly that, which you know, brings you passion, which brings you purpose, and brings you choice. And so after you are past the teenage years and so forth, you may have scripts that aren't the most positive. At the same time, though, you can change those scripts and then make your life exactly what you want.
So on that subject, okay, when you look into your past, mm-hmm. what can you do about it? How can you make it better in the present?
How can you make the past better in the present? That depends on a choice. I think it was William James who had a brother, and I read, and I think it was, or James Joyce, that's who it was. It was James Joyce, had a brother, and James Joyce became a famous author, of course, and he had a brother who decided to commit suicide because he was unhappy, he was unfulfilled, and his life was just going poorly. Just before he was going to commit suicide, he read some book by somebody, and he said to himself, from this book he read, why not pretend to be happy and then see what happens? So instead of killing himself, he took every day and pretended to be happy. And the choice of pretending to be happy became a habit. He saw happy movies. He went to happy radio shows. He went to happy this. He got around happy friends. He put himself in the field of happiness by what he touched, what he smelled, happy foods, what he was thinking, or what he was reading. And he then became quite happy. And actually, he became a psychologist, quite a famous psychologist, and almost as famous as his brother, James Joyce. So for anyone out there in this life, the one thing that you have is choice. You may not have choice of your parents. You may not have choice of your surroundings or your conditions as a child. However, once you reach the age of 18, you have the choice of your mind. And your mind has the ability to change the scripts. And you can really move toward that which makes you happy, move toward a noble purpose, and move toward the passions that drive you. And you'll notice it down through time. Look at Oprah Winfrey. I mean, she was raped at the age of, what, 9 or 10? She grew up in poverty. Look at Ray Charles. Grew up in utter poverty. Look what happened. He became one of the world's most beloved pianists and songwriters and jazz musicians and so forth. Look at Susan B. Anthony, a very mild life, and yet she became one of the great suffragette leaders that gave the vote to American women. If you look at Amelia Earhart, you know, no big spectacular life, and all of a sudden she got the passion. Read her, go to her AmeliaEarhart.com, I think it is, her website, and you'll see that look what happened with her choices. Same thing with Dr. Martin Luther King. If you look at Gandhi, if you look at any of those people out there, they were common people from really less than positive childhoods that grew highly determined with an uncommon cause, and they pursued it, and they made their lives positive, they made their lives productive, they made their lives fulfilling, and I've just touched on a few of them. And so really in the end, each and every one of us is responsible for our choices once we reach the age of reason.
And that's something we talk about all the time on this show, is that every waking minute of every single day of your life, you are at choice. It is your decision-making processes that decide what the experiences of your life are going to be. I love your example of the James brothers there, the idea of deciding to be happy. That's an old joke that I've told many, many times about the fact that you cannot be depressed. It's impossible to be in a lousy mood if you paste a smile on your face. So on the days when you're not feeling exactly at the top of your game, if you can convince yourself, this is the one area where I truly believe that you can fake it till you make it, is with happiness and joy. If you decide, I'm going to put a smile on my face, you will find that that will work for you. That works, well, I think, all the time.
You just put a smile on my face just thinking about it.
There you go. You can spread the smile. It's even better. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E. Documents, plural.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Well, there's some folks thinking scarcity is not enough to go around.
Well, I always hate to cut Barry short. Well, we have a great guest here with us tonight, Frosty Wooldridge, and I'd like to continue our conversation with him. First, though, we have a caller. Frosty, interested in talking to a caller here?
Certainly. I would love to talk with anyone out there in Radio Land.
Right. We got Jim in Texas on the line here.
Hello, gentlemen.
Oh, Jim, how are you,
how
sir?
How are you, Jim?
Hey, Frosty, good to talk to you again.
Pleasure,
Mr. Ludwig,
sir.
I have never called you before. However,
it's a pleasure to have you.
I would like to give both of you my take on how you described your, how you were guided by your parents. In my opinion, Mr. Frosty was guided by his parents as, there is the world, go out there, make your own assessments, do what you got to do, and discover what you think the real world is. And Mr. Ludwig, I think your parents said, here's the politically correct parameters that you go out into this world in. This is my assessment, strictly mine.
I don't think you're far off the mark there, Jim. You know, my folks were... they were wonderful people, and like I said, they raised nine kids. The closest thing they got to an outlaw in the whole batch was me. But they were absolutely wonderful people, but they were good Catholic people. My father was an executive with an insurance company. They lived in a very upper middle class neighborhood. It was a very, very buttoned up, buttoned down environment, And I think there were parameters in which I was expected to operate. And when it came to things that I wasn't sure I wanted to do, or, you know, it's my great example always is when I went to Catholic high school. I went to an all-boys Catholic high school that I didn't want to go to, but it turned out to be one of the greatest experiences of my life. But when it all came down to it, and I'll spare you the entire story, but when I got the acceptance notice from the high school that I got accepted to, and I had not gone to any parochial school prior to that. I'd gone to public school all the way to high school. And I got the acceptance letter, and my mother said to me, okay, call your father at the office and tell him that you got accepted. So I called my father at his office in Manhattan, and I said, I got accepted to Archbishop Molloy, but I don't think I really want to go there. And my father said, well, don't worry. That's not a decision you'll have to make. And that was the end of that. And those were the way those decisions were made for me. And it was not a question of go out and explore. It was a question of these are the things you should do.
Right. It's almost exactly what I said. Go find your own world, or this is the world you'll go out and seek. You know.
Yep.
In Frosty's case, from what I gather, I'm not an expert on Frosty by any stretch of the imagination, but his parents more or less said, go find out what you find out, and what you find out is your world. That's, even Frosty can talk about this if he wants. I don't want to speak for anybody else, but this is what I gather from what you gentlemen have been discussing so far.
Thank you. Thank you.
Any comment, Frosty?
Yeah, well, yes, and my father was a 27-year United States Marine, and the one thing that he taught all of us kids was right from wrong, and then you have choices of right and wrong, and then he let us take those choices. And because he manifested a quality citizenship, and he manifested quality actions, he didn't drink, he didn't smoke, he didn't curse, he wasn't loud or boisterous. His actions spoke louder than words. He was the umpire in the baseball teams that every place we moved to. He was also the journalist. He took the pictures, and he made sure that every kid's name was in every one of the articles he wrote in the local papers. And he was also the president of the leagues, and he'd go around and make sure that kids had baseball or football uniforms to wear and play on the field. And so that was my dad. And my mom also jumped in, and she was quite loving and also very enthusiastic, which I think I got from my mother. And my father was that kind of a doer. And so with a combination of that, all of us kids came out in a really good stead and have lived productive lives and also creative lives. And those choices were given to us, but also the mentoring, if you will, by a mom and a dad who really got involved in their kids. And I'm thankful for that because it really made the difference for all of us, and our lives have been very good. We didn't have to back up. We didn't have to re-script. We didn't have to go chasing after all of the pain of the past. I really grew up thinking the world was a fantastic opportunity. You just go out there and you step up to the plate, you hit the ball, or you strike out, or whatever you do. You simply do it and then go on to the next moment. So I'm really thankful for that kind of parenting.
Well, my life is kind of similar to Mr. Ludwig's. I come from a family of 10, and my family more or less let you do your own thing, but a cardinal rule was you do not bring dishonor to the family. You know, go do what you want to do, find your own world, but you do not dishonor the family. You don't become a carjacker. Well, there were no carjacking in those days because I'm an old fellow. But yeah, I mean, you don't steal cars. You don't do stuff that brings dishonor. You know, go find your own world. I don't tell you what to do. Go do it. But you don't do stuff that brings dishonor to the family. You don't do that.
I think
that was a cardinal rule.
I think we were all brought up with a greater sense of that than maybe there is among young people today.
There's no sense of that today. There's no sense whatsoever in the last 25 years. There's no sense of that. Absolutely none, in my opinion.
I don't know that I agree that there's absolutely none, but there certainly seems to be less than there was 40 years ago. I believe that it was a kinder, gentler world back then, but I think probably our parents thought the same thing about our time when we were growing up, that it was a kinder and gentler world when they were younger. It's kind of a... That's a subject we'll talk about in great detail somewhere along the line on this show, but it seems to me that the world is getting to be a crueler and cruder place to live. Jim,
absolutely.
I want to thank you for your phone call. We're going to take a break here and come back to our conversation with my good friend Frosty Woldridge. This is Ken Ludwig. This is What We're Thinking About.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Well, there's some folks thinking scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high walls.
And that is absolutely what we are all about.
This is Ken Ludwig with What We're Thinking About, and we are people here that absolutely believe solutions can be found and that for every problem, for every challenge in this life, there is a spiritual solution. Welcome back. We are having a nice conversation here with my good friend Frosty Wooldridge, who is a host on this network. You can listen to Frosty every Tuesday and Thursday right in this same time slot, 7 o'clock Central Time. His great show called Connecting the Dots, which is all about the immigration problem and overpopulation. Frosty, I know you to be one of the most enthusiastic people I know on the planet. And I'd like to give you an opportunity to give us your take. What is it, enthusiasm? What creates it? And how do you enjoy that incredible energy and life purpose while others are simply just hanging out and living day to day?
One of the really great authors out there is Dan Millman, and he wrote a book called Way of the Peaceful Warrior and the Sacred Journey of the Peaceful Warrior. And he talked about all living creatures have an energy flow that's going through them all the time, and they express it. If you notice all the creatures out there, you don't really see any depressed creatures. You don't see unhappy dogs. You don't see unhappy cows. You don't see unhappy hummingbirds. You don't see an unhappy grizzly bear. And that's because they're simply expressing the energy that's moving through them. And when it comes to human beings, somewhere along the line, we have found out ways to block the energy that's moving through us through psychological situations and or past situations, and also from just sitting back physically and doing nothing. And the human body was meant to move. And one of the things I have found out is the more I move my body, the more enthusiastic I get, because I'm moving the energy through. And one, I think it's on page 114 of the paperback of Sacred Journey, the Peaceful Warrior, where Dan Millman's talking to Socrates, and he says energy is a river, and it's a river of power. And when you're doing something that you like and you're expressing yourself, then that energy is moving through you, and you feel wonderful, and you heal faster, you feel better, you can jump higher, and you just go, go, go. At some point, though, if you block the energy from psychological reasoning or whatever, it dams the energy, and it causes despair, it causes depression, it causes misery. And here in the United States, many people think they can just change that by taking pills, Valium or whatever, Prozac and so forth, or take Excedrin and all those kinds of things. But, of course, that is just simply a Band-Aid. He says that untamed energy, when it meets an obstacle in the mind of the body of a human being, is the source of all addictions. And so I try to make sure that I stay on the high side of enthusiasm and the high side of energy. And how I do that is this. Let's look at the word enthusiasm. It is root word in Latin means enteo, and that means with God. And so if you have an appreciation for God, whatever God is for you, God can be the emerging creative energy of the universe. How's that for a definition of God? And that's one you may like or you may disagree with. It doesn't make a difference. Whatever your definition of God is the power and the energy working through you. God created you. The energy of God created you. And so it's entail. That enthusiasm of God moves through you also. And when you partner with it, you simply become enthusiastic because you now are creating, you now are expressing, you're now moving the energy through you, and that kind of expression brings more of the happiness that is what enthusiasm is. It brings more energy, it brings more healing, it brings more intellectual perspicacity, it brings more spiritual bliss. And how do I get that? Well, so often, whatever I'm doing, riding a bicycle, I get into such an enthusiasm for riding my bicycle, especially touring across the United States coast to coast. In fact, my next book will be out. It's called Bicycling the Continental Divide. It'll be out in June. And Slice of Heaven, Taste of Hell is the subtitle of it. And it talks about two guys on bicycles traveling from Canada, Banff, all the way down to Mexico along the Continental Divide. And two of them had a buddy who was fighting cancer. He couldn't go on the trip because he got cancer 3 weeks before the trip. So now he was taking a chemotherapy drip and living in a hospital and had an operation and so forth to cut out some of the cancer. And these two guys, myself and, of course, Dennis, were struggling up mountain passes of 12,000 feet. Well, we were doing it with enthusiasm because, can you imagine, we were struggling up a mountain pass and our friend was struggling to stay alive. Which would you choose? And, of course, we'd choose the mountain pass and the sweat and the toil and so forth. And so in that expression also brings an incredible energy and also life purpose. And you can do it no matter what. And ladies and gentlemen, I haven't had an easy life. I've worked for everything. I've had to work hard. I've been a truck driver for 24 summers, moving furniture, driving long hours, boring and hard work. And yet I gave all my energy and enthusiasm to that job, knowing that as I moved out of it, I'd have a weekend where I could run a triathlon or whether I could climb a 14,000-foot peak or I could simply go on a canoe ride. And so it's a choice. And you move the energy, and I ask anybody, what dream has your name on it? What noble purpose excites you? For me, in my young life, it was traveling the world on a bicycle. And so every time I earned enough money, and every time I worked as hard as I worked to do what I was going to do, I then moved into my dream. I moved into my intention. That's that quantum field of dreams. I think it was Aristotle once said, you must have an idea to bring it into form. So you must have that same idea or intention to bring it into reality. my next goal is to ride a bicycle from the northwest tip of the boot of Italy all the way down through the old Roman Empire and the old sites, take pictures, down to the toe of the boot of Italy, up under the arch, and then up around the heel and back up the Adriatic side and finish up on the northeast tip of the boot and write a book about it and have the pictures and have the memories and also learn to speak Italian. And so that's my next noble purpose in the year 2009. So whatever it takes me to get to that noble purpose and to realize that dream, I will do it. And so what is your dream out there, and what are you moving toward, and what are you excited about? That's what brings that enthusiasm, and it certainly brings it for me, Ken.
Well, Lord knows you are full of the enthusiasm, and that's I think this last few minutes will point that out to anybody who's listening out there. It's amazing to me. It's always amazing to me when I talk to you about all the dreams you have and the dreams that you've had that you have brought to fruition over the years. I think it's really it's a feather in your cap. But I also think you're very articulate at explaining that to people. You just mentioned a minute ago the quantum field of dreams. Give us your take on the quantum field of dreams. What is that about? How do you live your dreams? How do you get there?
You get there because you align your mind. And again, if you're co-creating with the emerging creative energy of the universe, if you're co-creating with God, if you're moving with God, or however you define God, then you know that God works in and with and through you, because you are God's manifestation on the planet, from what I can tell. And who else? How would a kid from that was born in Chicago and grew up across and all over the United States, but was really, parents were farm people. My parents were farm folks in Michigan. And the only reason I got out of there was my dad became a Marine, and he, of course, started traveling the world. And the key was that just a kid from Michigan, I had a dream to do all seven continents on a bicycle. And I remember when I got down to Antarctica and I got down to the South Pole. And I have a book. You can go to my website, frostywooldridge.com. You'll see seven of my books there. It's called An Extreme Encounter Antarctica. How can anyone? I'll remember back in my 10th grade year, Barbara Rainwater was my teacher in history, and I saw the Wall of China. And I raised my hand, and Mrs. Rainwater said, "Yes, Frosty, what do you have to say?" And I said, "You know something? I'm going to climb and walk on the Wall of China someday." She says, "You can't and you won't. It's closed. Nobody can get there, and it's impossible. You will never walk the Wall of China." Well, guess what? Back in 1984, I not only climbed, I walked on the Wall of China, and it's one of my favorite pictures on my adventure wall. At one point, I said, "I'm going to get down to Antarctica," and that was when I had bicycled the length of South America, and I was at the Ushuaia, the bottom of the world, the most southerly city in the world. And I looked across, and you could smell Antarctica. It was so cold, you could smell it. And I said, "One day I will walk on Antarctica." And sure enough, years later, 1997, 98, I got a job down in Antarctica, and I got to go to Antarctica. And so what that means is when you take that creative energy and you align with it and you plant that energy or that idea into the quantum field, it simply grows. Like corn, if you plant corn, it'll grow corn. If you plant an idea into the quantum field, God's playground, if you will, then that idea, bicycling across America, bicycling from the Arctic Circle, Norway, to Athens, Greece, canoeing the Mississippi River, whatever is it you choose to do, once you plant that intention or that dream into God's playground, it starts to grow, and your mind and your body and your spirit move toward it. And whatever you continue to do, you will finally move to it, and then there'll be a point where you realize the dream. And if that dream is to do a macrame or a pie contest, if you look at the new movie out called Waitress, she had all these pies she was making, and she wanted to win the pie contest. Well, guess what? She stuck with it, and she did. And you too can do the same thing. If you want to canoe the Mississippi River, guess what? You can do it. If you want to climb 14ers in Colorado, guess what? You can climb them. It's all in that quantum field. I say God's playground, and you get to be one of those people that chooses to create the dream, live the dream, make the dream your own.
And there's that word again, choose. It's all about being a choice. It's all about making that decision somewhere along the line. And that's you're saying exactly what we talk about here on this show, that if you are going to live a life different from the life you've been living, then you must absolutely make some kind of choice to do differently. I think that's the lesson in everything we talk about, the law of attraction. It's the lesson in everything about leading a more spiritual life. It is to change your set of choices. Make your choices more meaningful for you. Choose a greater expression of life, which is, I think, what I get from you all the time, that you have chosen a greater expression of life.
Well, thank you, Ken. And, of course, you and I go to church on Sundays, and we get enjoy fantastic sermons from Dr. Roger Teal. We Barry Ebert, the of course, the man who sings the songs in the front of this program, he does another song called A Higher Calling about cell phones, which will make you laugh yourself until your face cracks. He also talks about stone soup, which will touch your soul. And when I share that, who do you hang with? You know, those out there that want to get an excited, enthusiastic life, the key is to hang with people who are enthusiastic. Mike Machuga, a friend of ours at church, I mean, he and his wife, I mean, I hang with them because they're fun to be with. They go dancing. Well, we go dancing with them. You and Lisa, we can't wait to have dinner with you because we get to talk about fun things and we share canoe trips together under the White Cap Mountain peaks of Colorado. We go camping. The key is who you hang out with and how they think and how they act and how enthusiastic they are is what becomes you as you move into that same kind of quantum field, and then it is the quantum field of possibilities. God's playground has unlimited possibilities, and the key is I don't care if you're a quiet personality, or if you're a medium personality, or you're an extroverted personality, you have the same opportunity to move into those realms of an enthusiastic life, even if it's a quiet, enthusiastic life. And I've met folks that are very quiet, and yet they live extraordinarily dynamic lives. Down in Antarctica, I met people who were very quiet who had climbed Mount Everest, who had canoed the Mississippi River, which, of course, inspired me to canoe the Mississippi River, who had bicycled across the United States, who had bicycled across Africa, you name it. It doesn't make any difference if you're a quiet or a middle or an extroverted person. Your dreams can be realized, and you will realize them just because of your own brand of enthusiasm goes forth, and then you manifest them.
I love the whole idea of who you hang with and the kinds of people that you associate yourself with. I talk to my coaching clients all the time about their lives being a product of what they listen to, what they watch, what they read, who they choose to be mentored by, and the people they hang out with. Because if you look around, my mother used to say when I was a kid, show me your company and I'll tell you who you are, which was always kind of her way of telling me to stay away from the bad apples. The ones she considered to be the bad apples anyway, I always found them to be the best friends. But that's neither here nor there. The point is that when you want to move into a different way of life, sometimes you have to make an absolute choice to deal with different people, to hang with different people, to become associated with different kinds of groups, and so that you move out of the same old, same old. Goes back to my whole thought about default thinking and the realm of where you have been. If you want to go someplace else, you've got to make that choice, and that includes the people that you hang out with.
You know, that's true, and if you look, I have several quotes in front of me that I read every day, and these are quiet men, and then there's some boisterous men. Here's one by Henry David Thoreau, and a quiet man. If you advance confidently toward your dreams and endeavor to live the life which you have imagined, you will meet with success unexpected in common hours. And so there's the wisdom of Henry David Thoreau. And then you have a real extrovert like Jack London, and he said, I would rather be ashes than dust. I would rather my spark burn out in a brilliant blaze than be stifled by dry rot. I would rather be a superb meteor, every atom in magnificent glow, than a sleepy permanent planet. The proper function of man is to live, not merely exist. I shall use my time, unquote. So can you get excited about that kind of of energy. And then I always have these other ones here in front of me. By passionately believing what doesn't exist in your life, you create it. And, of course, the one that I really love here is what you intend. In other words, what you plant in the universe, which is aligned with spirit and the universe, it is on its way. And, of course, that is, again, the playground of God. And then, of course, the one by Goethe, which I always love, until one is committed, there is hesitancy, the chance to draw back, always ineffectiveness concerning all acts of initiative and creation. There is one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans, that the moment one definitely commits oneself to a task, then providence moves too. All sorts of things occur to help one that would never otherwise have occurred. A whole stream of events issues from the decision, raising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen incidents and meetings and material assistance, which no man could have dreamed would have come his way. Whatever you can do or dream you can do, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic. In it, begin it now. The great thinker, Goethe.
Can I have an amen?
Okay.
I would like to thank my wonderful guest, Frosty Wooldridge. I'm sure he'll have opportunity to have Frosty on with us again. Frosty, thank you for a very, very enlightening evening. We'll talk to you again in a few minutes.
My pleasure.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
We're back. This is What We're Thinking About, and I'm your host, Ken Ludwig. I want to thank once again my good friend Frosty Wooldridge for being a very enlightening guest this evening. I wanted to mention that we are in our pledge drive here at RBN. We could sure use the support of our listeners. We have several ways that you can contribute to us. If you've got a pen handy, I'm going to give them to you in relatively rapid fire here. You can call us at 1-800-724-2719. If it's after 6 p.m. Central Time, call extension 115. If it's before 6 p.m. Central Time, use extension 116. That's 1-800-724-2719. You can also go directly to our website and use your credit card on PayPal, www.republicbroadcasting.org. That's www.republicbroadcasting.org. And you can do it the old-fashioned way. Snail mail, you can send us a check to Republic Broadcasting at 1015 South Mays. That's M-A-Y-S, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. We are very, very grateful for all of your support, and we're very grateful for everything and anything that you send us. We thank you very much for your help. So, the last thing I want to cover tonight is why I do this show. Why I do this show is to raise consciousness. It is to come out there and contact you, the people out there who are looking at their lives going, there's got to be more. I wish I could figure out what it is that I need to be doing. Why am I attracting into my life the things that I'm attracting? What is it about my subconscious mind that every time I determine I'm going to do something, the little voices start and say, no, you're not. You can't. You'll never make money doing that. All those little voices that talk to you and tell you that it's never going to happen. How would you like to recognize why you attract what you do? How would you like to learn how to clear out that subconscious mind? I can do that for you because I have a proven step-by-step coaching method that will lead you through a process of learning how to move yourself into a whole new paradigm of thinking, whether that is around your business or around your personal life. And what I do through this show is I make you an offer. The offer is I will give you a complimentary coaching session that is totally free. There's no obligation to continue. It's entirely up to you if you want to hire me as your coach after that or not. But it's an introductory session where you'll learn if coaching will work for you, if I'm someone who can coach you, and I'll learn if you're the kind of client I want to work with. Please email me at endlesspossibility@earthlink.net. That's endlesspossibility@earthlink.net. The final piece I have for you tonight is something that I've never mentioned before on the show, but if you would be interested in having me speak to your group about using the law of attraction to increase your business or to change your life or to change your outlook on things, I will speak to your business group, your fraternal organization, or your professional association. Once again, email me at endlesspossibility@earthlink.net. That's endlesspossibility@earthlink.net. My purpose as a coach, I refer to myself as a full-time advocate. I am here for you as my client. If you are interested in having someone who has a completely different approach to coaching, who gives you total access to him so that you are never feeling like you're out there on your own wondering, what am I going to do next? If that's what you are interested in finding out about life, if you're looking to change the paradigm in which you live, I'm the guy that can help you, and I'm here to serve. That is my purpose. I'm here to serve and raise consciousness. Whether it's consciousness collectively through this show or individually through coaching, I'm here for you. My name is Ken Ludwig. This is What We're Thinking About, and that's our show for tonight. I look forward to hearing you on Friday night at 6 o'clock Mountain, 7 o'clock Central. Have a magnificent evening.
And we're making up this movie, our own motion picture show. When we walk out in the world each day, it's a battle for your mind. Some folks want your money, some folks want your time, and they all want your attention, and they'll get it how they can. God, well, the garden of your mind, there lies your promised land. 'Cause we're all made up of all that stuff we're taking in each day, and if we don't watch ourselves, we'll take our lives.